101.7 7HOFM. Mick and Anna, we're 100% Hobart, and I've got to say, I do love a good zombie movie. What about you?
Yeah, I did. I loved that Woody Harrelson one.
Zombieland.
I did love that one. That was really good. But we've got our own director in, Tassie director Michael Deschaine. You've just made a movie, Bullets for the Dead. Big screening coming up at the State.
Yeah, combining zombies and cowboys. Amazing. Thanks for coming in for a chat, Michael. And tell us, the screening this weekend, it's a pretty special one. It's a premiere screening. Who do you think is going to want to come along other than just zombie lovers?
Oh, I think zombie lovers will definitely want to come along, but also just people who like, sort of fun genre films.
Yep.
I mean, we've got a bit of everything in there. There's some good performances. There's some good laughs. And there's some exciting action. So, you know, if you like fun little movies, come along.
What sort of budget are we talking about for a movie like this? I mean, you've said it's a shoestring budget, but what does it cost to produce something like this? Ballpark figure.
A lot less than I would have liked.
Yep.
You would have liked to have got some more money in there, but I imagine for something like zombies, the special effects plays a huge part in it. And how much of the budget goes towards just making people look like zombies?
It's definitely, it's an important...
It's all good.
You keep going. It's fine. We chop everything out of it, mate. Don't worry.
We don't have to talk budget if you don't want to.
We're talking makeup and budget, remember?
It's not your thing. That's all right. We don't need to do...
Fair enough. Let's forget that. How did you come up with the idea for this movie?
It was actually, for a long time, during film school, I wanted to make a zombie short film. Like, I pitched different ideas that I had. It was just... It's a genre I've always liked, and it's a genre I wanted to try and put my own spin on. And then one time it just came up. I had this idea of pitching these two iconic genres together, putting some cowboys against some zombies, and then I did it. I made that short film with the help of some close friends. And then that short film was so well received that it led to us being able to make a feature out of that same concept.
Awesome.
And filmed in Queensland. So, I mean, obviously Australian film is a niche itself, you know, because I think we just make films that are uniquely Australian, you know. They've got a different vibe about them, a different sort of feel about them. Shooting in Queensland, I bet you, you know, woke up early mornings to some incredible landscapes, and how much of that played a part in the movie itself?
Oh, it definitely played a part. It's sort of, there's this classic thing that Westerns are about the landscape and the environment. That's something we wanted to capture in this. And just like the spaghetti Westerns of old used the beautiful imagery of Spain to tell their story, we wanted to try and capture the beautiful imagery of Australia, even though we're telling a story in the American Old West.
Right.
Sorry. It just lasted right then. So tell me, how did you go about casting? Did you have any trouble finding people to play all your roles? Well, it'd be fairly easy in Queensland, I imagine.
Oh, come on.
We did a pretty traditional casting process. We had a great casting director who just sent out scripts to a bunch of people he thought would be good for roles, and then all the auditions came rolling in. Then the best ones sort of floated to the top. We brought them in, and then we went from there.
How long did you actually take to make it?
In terms of from conception to completion, it was probably close to... somewhere 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
But the actual shoot itself was only 17 days.
No, that's amazing, isn't it, that you can create a movie in
You're
such a
wrong.
Short period of time, yeah.
Now, this screening we're going to have up here at the State, your cast's there, the crew's there, audience are going to be able to interact with you, they're going to be asking you questions. It sounds like a really great night you're going to put on up here at the State Theatre.
I'll be there, the director of the film. The producers will be there. Someone from Monster Pictures, our distributor of the film, will be there. It should be a really good night. And if you have questions about sort of this sort of low budget genre filmmaking, we'll be more than happy to answer them. If you have questions about the film specifically, we'll be more than happy to answer them. So hopefully the Q&A will be fun as well.
Fantastic. It sure will. Look, it is happening this Sunday, 8:30 p.m. at the State Cinema. You can get yourself some tickets from there, or you might get lucky and win them with us this week, because
exactly.
We've got a few more up our sleeve to give away. Look, it's so important to get behind local filmmakers.
And I
agree. Yeah, we would love to see as many people as we can get out there to enjoy Bullets for the Dead, Zombies and Cowboys. I mean, come on. It doesn't get much
exactly
better.
Exactly right. And look, in future years, mate, we hope to see you at the Oscars. Michael Duchesne, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now,
is that all right, Anna?
Yep.